We might return to this later on in the week and explore this in greater depth, but I think that the question that always bothers people in this week's parasha is, how is it possible that the Jewish people commit Chetah Egel? I mean, that one is like huge, huge, huge. But the bigger question is, how does Aaron allow the Jewish people to do that? You know, when you become a leader, you're like, you have big responsibilities and you have like super big responsibilities. And then there are things that are just like so obvious. So here you are, the leader of the Jewish people who believe in God. So like you would think that number one on your list is, don't let the Jewish people commit idolatry. But it just can't happen. That's what it should be. Okay. And yet Aaron, not only does he allow them, but he makes the Egel. Fascinating. How could that possibly be? So what I'd like to do is I kind of would like to take a step back. I'd like to share with you a different story. It's a story of someone who felt also that they were in a place where they had to deal with the Jewish people. And that is the story of Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat is a story of someone who decides to rebel against Malchus Beis David, feeling that Shlomo had done wrong, Shlomo had to be replaced. In Shlomo's lifetime, Yeravam didn't have the power to fully rebel, and so he escaped to Egypt, covered in the security and the safety, ironically, of Shlomo's father-in-law. And what happens? He just waits. And when Shlomo dies and his son becomes the king, he makes the attempt to create a coup against the Jewish people, or against Shlomo, rather, Shlomo's family. And ultimately, he's successful, and that's the splitting of the kingdom. But Rabbi Alex Israel points out that when Yeravam looked for an inspiration, when he looked for someone that he could point to and say, he is the reason that I could justify my actions, who does he look for? He looks at Aaron. He says, look what Aaron did. Aaron built an Egel. I'll build an Egel. Aaron did it for reasons of self-preservation, to save the Jewish people from themselves. I'm also going to do it to save the Jewish people from themselves. And I think that's a very, very, very interesting point, that Aaron, his actions are viewed one way by history. And we look at Aaron and say, Aaron did it b'tzidkus, but it was Yeravam that said, maybe he did do it b'tzidkus, but I'm going to do it b'tzidkus also. So where is the division? Where does it break? And so this is what I'd like to suggest. It's a beautiful idea that I heard pieces of it from Rabbi Alex Israel, but I'd like to suggest that sometimes we look and say, this is my role model and I'm emulating them. It's great. But I just think we have to take a step back and ask, what is my motivation? Where am I coming from? Am I coming from my own personal ego? Or am I coming with the hope and the prayers that what I'm doing are going to save the Jewish people? It's a huge difference. See, Aaron felt, wrongly or right, that he was going to save the Jewish people. He felt that if he didn't do it, then it would for sure be terrible. And it would be much, much, much worse. So he says, let me control the situation so that it's bad, but not terrible. That's what Aaron's goal is. Yeravam comes from a very different place. Yeravam says, I'm doing this because I want to take it for myself. It's an interesting point that when you look at their motivation, that's a huge thing. And if you look at the Midrashic literature on who Aaron was an Oiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom, a person that loves peace and is constantly chasing peace. There's no ego in that. It's always, what can I do to help other people? Fascinating medrash is that Yeravam ben Nevat was given the chance to do tshuva. He does some terrible things. And God says, I will clean your slate. Isn't that the ultimate gift that we all think and want? And so what does he say? He says, all right, fine. God, I'll take it. But I have one question for you. When I stand up with you, who's going to come first? Will it be David or will it be me? And God says to him, I'm sorry, but you're going to play second fiddle to David. And when he says that, Yoram says, then I'm out. I can't do that. And the Medrash is indicating that at the heart of where Yeravam is coming from, it's all about the ego. It's all about him. And so when he looks at Aaron as his role model, he takes the actions of Aaron, but he doesn't take the heart of his actions. He loses what Aaron truly believed and did and replaces it with what he thought it was all about. It's an interesting point, and it really leaves us with the reminder that we have to so carefully make sure that all of our motives are just right when we're doing things, or else it's possible that when history writes its story for us, it won't look terribly favorably on us. Have a great day.